This doctor, this is dictating on Valerie Arsenault. That is A-R-S-E-N-A-U-R-T, Arsenault. Arsenault Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Valerie. And Arsenault is A-R-S-E-N, S as in Sam, S-E-N-A-U-R-T. Date of birth is 2-20-1948. And the date of visit is 2-22-22. This is a consultation from Joshua Grubbe, M.D. Grubbe is G-R-U-B-E, Grubbe, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of asthma. Next paragraph, history of permanent illness. This is a 72-year-old lady who has a past history for asthmatic attacks as well as hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and gastroesophageal reflux. Also complaints of wheezing and shortness of breath with exertion. The patient has recently been sent for a chest x-ray in December, which showed no acute lung infiltrates. She denies any weight loss, denied fevers, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. She also had bilateral shoulder replacement surgery. Complaints of depression and history of asthma and hyperlipidemia. Surgery includes hysterectomy, ankle surgery, and C-section. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked half a pack per day for about 20 years and then quit. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph, med list included omeprazole 40 milligrams a day, valsartan HCT 160 by 12.5 milligrams daily, Breo Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff a day, and citalopram 20 milligrams a day, Crestor 5 milligrams daily, Montelukast 10 milligrams daily, and calcium and vitamin D. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine, penicillin, and doxycycline. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma. She has hoarseness, no nosebleeds. There's no urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. And she has shortness of breath and occasional cough. No abdominal pains, nausea, no black stools or diarrhea. There's no chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. She has some depression and easy bruising. And she has joint pains, muscle stiffness, No seizures, headaches, some memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Now, expert physical exam. This elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 150 by 80, pulse is 75, respiration 16, temperature 97, to weight is 192, saturation 97. HE and D are cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat was clear. Neck, supple, no bruising, the thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the basis. Scattered wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, no nash to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor rhesus. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to use Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Continue with Briolipta 100 by 25 micrograms, 1 puff a day, and Montelukast 10 milligrams daily. And a follow-up here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Joshua Gruby, MD. 2.